Blog Talk Radio.
This is what men do to try to get every hair. This is what we do. Introducing Fusion Pro Glide, rebuilt with FlexBall technology, makes maximum contact over tricky contours and gets virtually every hair. New FlexBall for the Fusion Pro Glide. Gillette, the best a man can get.
What are the two most powerful words in the English language? The two most powerful words in the English language are I am. Because what comes after I am will shape your life. What you speak after I am, what you believe after I am, will control your decisions and shape your life.
I am powerful. Whatever I want to achieve, I believe that I am capable. It's all attainable. And what you speak after the words I am will shape you. Those words will really make or break you. So be careful what you're saying every day, you. Don't let the negativity come in and take you. Stay strong and positive and you will make a breakthrough. The two words I am are so powerful. So if you say that you're stuck and you're stressed, then you are. But if you aim for the stars and you shoot, you go far. It all comes from within. Just think about it. If you believe that you're great, you will attempt great things. When you affirm I am strong, you know the power that brings. The words will shape you in a powerful way. Make sure every day look in the mirror and say, oh yeah. It's not just the phrase that you say, you gotta feel it, believe it. You gotta scream it and be it. Repeat it every day, don't let your power go to waste. Use this information and write your affirmations. Send into incantations, sound like a hidden power. Affirm I am amazing, this is your recreation. No more procrastination, now there you're empowered. You're no longer unconscious, let the words die.
Peace and blessings to Akubaline, better known as Africa. Peace and blessings to Turtle Island, better known as America. We're out of Lagos, Nigeria. Dial 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. I am the nominee for 2021 for the Internet Hall of Fame, also voted by my peers for Host of the Year. The title of my show, We've Been Taken for a Ride by the Trojan Horse Hide by the night they came and made some insane. The Trojan Horse In computing, a Trojan horse, also written as Trojan, is a malicious software that misleads users of its true purpose. Sometimes a Trojan horse does exactly what it claims to do, but it also does something else. The story of the Trojan horse. According to ancient Greece history, the Trojan horse allowed the weary Greeks to enter the city of Troy. Finally, when the Trojan War legend has it that the horse was built at the behest of Odysseus, who hid inside its structure along with several other soldiers to ultimately lay siege to the city. What I want to talk about tonight is a Trojan horse that has come into America. A member of the Society of Jesus, a Roman Catholic order founded by St. Ignatius Loyola in 1534, Jesuit, one given to subtle casuistry. The meaning of the Jesuit is causatory, the determination of right and wrong questions of conduct are conscious by the application of general principles of ethics, a susceptible but misleading of false applications are ethical principles. I have some quotes tonight also that I would like to say. While you all was listening to Will Smith and Chris Rock, while you were all discussing that, did you know that there was a law passed in a couple of states that says that they will be using a firing squad to use against prisoners? They already put them to sleep by putting poison in their bodies. But this is a new law that they will be using firing squads. Not only that, a couple of years ago, I found out that guillotines were also brought into the U.S. At that time, it was 30 of them. So while you all are paying attention to this thing with Will Smith, they are changing laws. And you don't even know that they are doing this. Some even believe this is a statement by David Rockefeller in his book. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. Said by David Rockefeller from out of his book on page 405. We as a people don't understand what's going on around us and in our governments. We are listening to garbage on the television while they are making laws to change our lives for the worse. The speech of President Kennedy, he made a speech in 1961, and he also made a speech in 1963. Speech that he made in 1961, I believe, was talking about the secret societies that controls the world today. The second one speech that he made in 1963 was about the controlling of the weather. And after that, he was assassinated. The goal of the secret societies is to abolish of all matriarchal monarchical government and patriotism to it, elimination of private property and inheritance, destruction of the traditional family, and eradication of all religions. The NWO consists of political power, military power, economic power, scientific power, cultural power, religious power. The goal of the NWO, a one-world government, a one-world economic, a one-world military, a one-world society, a one-world religion, absolute control. The pandemic is the key in this control. My opinion is to wipe the population out. The communists discovered that the destruction of religion could proceed much faster through infiltration of the church. It was determined that with only small forces available, it would be necessary to concentrate communist agents in seminaries and divinity schools. These situations would make it possible for small communist minority to influence the ideology of future clergymen. The idea was to divert the emphasis from the spiritual to the material, said by Manning Johnson in 1953, former leader of the Communist Party. Now, I would like to say some quotes to you all concerning the Trojan horse. Brigadier Thomas A. Harris, 1817 to 1906. Physician, he was a physician and Union general during the Civil War. The organization of the Roman Catholic and hierarchy is a complete military disposition, of which the Pope is the Black Pope is the head of the Order of the Jesuits and is called a general. He not only commands of his own order, but directs and controls the general policy of the Roman Catholic Church. He is the power behind the throne and is the real potential head of the hierarchy. There is no independence of thought or of action. Its subordinate parts implicit and unquestioning obedience to the order of superiors in authority in the sworn duty of the priesthood of every grade. It would seem that the Jesuit had it in mind from the beginning of the war. The American Civil War of 1861 through 1865 to find an occasion for taking the assassinating of Abraham Lincoln. The favorite policy of the Jesuits, that of assassination. General Thomas M. Harris, Rome, responsibility for General Thomas M. Harris. Rome is responsible for the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Theodore Dostoevsky, 1821 to 1881. Famous Russian novelist, the Jesuits are simply the Roman army for the earthly sovereign of the world in the future, with the pontiff of Rome for imperialism. That their ideal is simply lust of power, of filthy earthly gain, of domination, something like universal serfdom with them as masters. That's all they stand for. They don't even believe in God because General Thomas M. Harris, Rome, responsibility for the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. They said they really don't believe in God. Now this, what I'm saying tonight, is dangerous. And we have a Trojan horse that came into America. And many people don't know that. when our president allowed people to come into this country in the dead of night by airplanes, spreading these people all around the U.S., that's what I call a Trojan horse. Orestes Augustus Brazen, 1803-1876, New England intellectual, activist, laborer, organizer, preacher, and noted convert to capitalism. Undoubtedly, he possessed this country, America. In this intention, he is aided by the Jesuits and all the Catholic prelates and priests. If the Catholic Church becomes predominantly here, Protestants will all be exterminated. They never forgot about the Protestants. Did you hear that? He said the Protestants will be exterminated. Said in Chingwai, OP City, page 483. See also the papal conspiracy exposed. I know that Jesuits never forget nor forsake, but man must not care how and where he does provide. He dies at the post of honor and duty. So that means that they will sacrifice their life to deceive and to get whatever they want. Ex-Catholic priests, from that, the Catholic priests with the most admirable ability and success have gathered there in it. Irish Legion in the great cities of the United States. And the American people must be very blind indeed if they do not see that if they do nothing to prevent it, the day is very near when the Jesuits will rule their country from the magnificent White House at Washington to the humblest civil and military department of the vast republic. Chingwai, City, 1885 P, page 476. We don't know what's actually going on because we will not study. We will not pick up a book. We have allowed serpents to come in this country. All of them are not serpents. But they do work for that power that wants to take over America. Recently, I saw that on a YouTube channel, I talked about a patent, about patents, about what they are doing to our minds and disrupting our thoughts, our nervous system, and all this. Now, I want to give you this. There's a U.S. patent, 6506148B2. It confirms human nervous system manipulation through your computer and your TV. Many of us don't know what's going on around us, and we make the choice to not want to know. There are three big ideas being brought forth. Most of the evil in this world is highly coordinated and is fulfilling biblical prophecy to the letter. Historical current events are being influenced by the high power wicked to make the appearance of the wicked, one that hates mankind. Disappearance of this being is highly probable within this generation. Though the world is not yet in an apocalyptic state, the forces of organized evil affect us all now and must be resisted. like never before. The powers of financial capitalism had another far-reaching aim, nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economic world as a whole. In the book of Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley, on page 324, this man had been given access to the secret society. Actually, they didn't know who would write the truth about the secret order. We have secret societies that control this world and do not want you to have anything. You will not own no property. Your finances will be monitored. Your freedom has been taken. I have another quote. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Proverbs 1:5. I want to repeat that. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Ignatius Loyola, 1491 to 1556. Nor will it contribute a little to our advantage if we caution and secrecy, we foment and heighten the animosities that arise among princes and great men, even to such a degree that they may weaken each other. But if there appear any likelihood of reconciliation, then as soon as possible, let us endeavor to be the mediators, lest others prevent us. Said by Brawley's Secret Instructions of the Jesuits, New York, America, and Foreign Christian Union in 1852. This is why I'm doing this. It's because America is in danger. America will be taken over by others. They are plotting this on a daily basis. While you watching Chris Rock and Will Smith, they're changing laws to benefit them. It's not to benefit America and the world. As I said before, their goal is not for you to own anything, not to have money, not to have gold, not to have a decent place to live. America can't talk about anybody else and how they are living around the world when we have all these homeless people in this nation. And people are steady losing their homes while other people are coming in and buying them and don't give a damn about the people that have was part of this country, whose ancestors built this country and gave their blood for this country. Finally, let all with such artfulness gain the ascendant of princes, noblemen, and magistrates of every place, that they may be ready at our beck, even to sacrifice their nearest relations and most intimate friends. When we say it is for our interest and advantage, M.F. Cosette, the Black Pope, London Marshall Company, 1896, page 86. Let proper methods be used to get knowledge of the animosities that arise among great men, that we may have a finger in reconciling their differences. For by This means shall gradually become acquainted with their friends and secret affairs, and if necessary, engage one of the parties in our interest. So that's deception. So that's controlling others to the point where they will lose their lives to deceive the masses. This is my poem for this evening. My poem is Warning, Warning. Secrets in your TV set, and it's your phone net. All around is blindness in everyone you met. A whisper to stop the listener, a map to blood sap while they lay bullets and nuclear weapons to a path. A nightmare to a wicked pair, lives taken like a hand snap. The world has given to a trap. The invisible secrets is above and beneath. The Trojan horse is indeed here. They came in the dark of night. Who are they? They are the Inquisition on a destroying mission to fill the country with leeches. The purge they will plan, a takeover because you ignored the game at the wall gate. A sneaky, slithering serpent. You awake. Are you awake? Don't go to sleep because they are about to leap. First, they got to make you weak by deceit. They came by 2 million in the night. It might be some lynchings and many shootings because they came from a large religious tree that has evil at its feet. The army is here. I want to make this very clear. What I'm telling you should make you prepare and not be neat. Be strong and sound the alarm so you won't become a pawn in the storm of secrets because they don't want peace. To them, this land is a treat. Immediately upon the death of any person of post, let them take timely care to get some friend of our society preferred in his room, but this must be cloaked in such cunning management as to avoid giving the least suspicion of our intention to usurp the prince's authority. Putting aside all private judgment, we should always be ready to accept the principle. I will believe that the white I see is black. If the hierarchical church so defines it, Ignatius Loyola, the spirit exercises of St. Ignatius Loyola. Anthony Martolo, New York Doubleday, published in 1989, originally written in 1523, page 139-141. Princes and persons of distinction everywhere must by all means be so managed that we may have their ear that will easily secure their hearts. By which way of proceeding, all persons will become our creatures, and no one will dare to give the society the least disquiet or opposition. Finally, the society must endeavor to affect this at least, that having gotten the favor and authority of princes, those who do not love them at least fear them. Brownlee, OPCT, page 390, 143, Paul Sippy, 1552, 1563, scientist and church reformer. They are a public plague, and the plague of the world formed the Jesuit colleges. There never is spent a pupil obedient to his father, devoted to his country, loyal to his prince, Mary Frances Cusack, the Black Pope, A History of the Jesuits, London Marshall Russell, C.A.L.T., said in 1896, page 356, every species of vice finds its patronage in them. There is no perjury, nor sacrilege, nor preside, nor injustice, nor rapine, nor fraud, nor treason, which cannot be masked as meritorious beneath the mantle of their dispensation. Said by John Affrich, Kenton, the Jesuit, Their History and Crimes, London Protestant Truth Society, 1918, page 30. When sovereign require a Jesuit opinion, any subject, the Jesuit in Inquisition is to report the matter to his superior, who is to lay it before several Jesuits for discussion. The resultation form after this consultation is supplied to the Jesuit, who has been consulted by the sovereign, by E. Boy Berry, the Jesuit Enigma, New York, Bona Liberite, 1927, page 253. So what we have deceit. We have three countries that is controlling the world. England, America, Rome. Your land has been sold right out from under you. That's why everybody else could come here and get a business and you can't. Your land, everything is being taken from you while you watching Will Smith and Chris Rock. You've been lied to. And as a people in this country, many of you, your ancestors gave their lives, they fought, they died for this country. Do you want to let somebody else have it and come in with a Trojan horse? This is another statement. A priest said, do you wish to excite trouble, to provoke revolution, to produce the total ruin of your country? Call in the Jesuits and build magnificent, for these hot-headed religions suffer these audacious priests in their dictatorial and dogma tone to decide and on affairs of the state. Hector McPherson, the Jesuit in History, Springfield, Missouri, Ozark Book, published 1997. Michelangelo, 1647-1640. Tam Burns, Society of Jesus. See, sir, from this chamber, I, governor, not only to Paris, but to China, not only to China, but to all the world without anyone to know how I do it. Gestapo, Leon, the Jesuit Conspiracy, the Secret Plan of the Order, London, Champagne Hall, 1848, page 134. So now you see what's going on. We are being scammed. They are in all positions of governments, of world leaders, and the leaders have to do what they say. I know that what I'm doing is dangerous, but I have no choice. So if the world decides that they're not having this, you need to know why. I have another statement. Al Clement, the 14th, 1705-1774, bull. The suppression is accomplished. I do not repent of it, having only resolved on it after examining and weighing everything and because I thought it necessary for the church. If it were not done, I would do it now. But this suppression will be my death. John Dowling, The History of Romanism, New York, Edward Walker, 1845, page 604. Pope Clement knew they would kill him, and he died of poison. A peasant woman was persuaded by means of a disguise to procure entrance into the Vatican and offered the Pope a fig, which poison was concealed. Clement the 15th was exceedingly fond of this fruit and ate it without hesitation. The same day, the first symptoms of severe illness were observed, and to these rapidly succeeded violent inflammation of the bowels. He soon became convinced that he was poisoned and remarked, "Alas, I knew they would poison me, but I did not expect to die in so slow and cruel a manner." His terrible suffering continued for several months. When he died, the poor victim said, "Cormenin of the excrescible Jesuits, to which the Bishop of Pistoia, Sosipio de Rique, the nephew and heir of Jesuit General Rique, fully agreed. Richard W. Thompson, The Footprints of the Jesuits, New York, Compton, Eaton, 1864, page 227-28. This, we have all these different secret societies, which President Kennedy spoke about. And we do not seek to try to understand. We just go along with the flow. This world deserves to have organic life, not to have war every time we turn around, to have a country that is a bully that went against another small country. This probably was supposed to World War III. But many of people around the world, they wasn't having that. The method of federation for social action was first organized by Dr. Harriet Winder. Its objective was to transform Methodist Church and Christianity into an instrument for achievement of socialism. Benjamin Gelting, founder of the Communist Party. They're all involved together. It don't matter whether they're Democrat, Republican, Communist, they're all working together. Communists are the true founders as the elderly die. Communists are the true founders of Earth Day. Was founded after from the birthday of Vladimir Lenin, the Soviet Union, Gus Hall in 1972. So the founder of Earth Day was a communist. By Gus Hall in 1972, Communist Party USA, United Nations Movement was a communist. The charter was written by Alger Hiss, notorious spy, Soviet spies work in FDR administration. So you're saying that the UN was started by a communist? Did y'all know that? This is what I call deception. What is socialism? Any of the various economic and political theories advocating collective government, ownership, and administration of means of production and distribution of goods, a system of society, group living, in which there is no private property. This is what's getting ready to happen. No private property. Only a few own property. A system or condition of society in which the means of production are owned and controlled by the state. Society in Marxist theory, transitional between capitalism, communism, and distinguished by unequal distribution of goods and paid according to work done. Remember I told y'all, I believe it was probably last year, that they're making the system where if you are a doctor, you will not be able to make but a certain amount of money. The government will control what you make as a doctor, what you make as a nurse, what you make as a lawyer, what you make as a teacher. You will not be able to have any other extra money. That's why they are going into the accounts. You got banks closing. You got banks closing with people money in it. They want to go into your account and see how much money you have so they can tax it. But they can spend the tax money on military and any other things that they deem worthwhile. Why you suffer? Why you don't have anything? Communism, a theory of advocating elimination of private property, a system in which goods are owned in common and are available to all as needed, a doctrine based on revolutionary Marxism, socialism, Marxism, Leninism, that is the official ideology of the USSR, a totalitarian system of government in which a single authoritative party controls the state-owned means of production with professed aim of establishing a stateless society. So they working on it. People of the world, you will not own anything. You will have to obey their rules. One government, one religion, one economic, one military. You will have no decisions. You will not have any decision. We thought we had decisions when we vote. And it looks like every time we vote, they kick us in our behind. Because they get up there and say, we are for you. When they're deceiving the world and the countries, not caring about the people, not caring about the children that are being stolen, people being trafficked, using their body parts. The Sovereign Federation, a group of people working as equals in the sphere of field. Not controlled by others or by outside forces, independent in mind or judgment, self-directed, independent of the laws of another state or government, self-governing by, of, or relating to self-governing, entitled self-governing with respect to local internal affairs. That's sovereign. That's what we are, sovereign. We want to be able to make our own decisions. We want to govern ourselves. But there are individuals that do not want you to govern yourself, to have your own thoughts. They want to control your mind and you as a slave. And for those who are being used to destroy this earth, you're going to be a slave too. You get in the way with a lot of stuff now, but you're going to be used as a slave also. Democracy, government by the people, exercised either directly or through elected representatives, a society with such government, the common people considered as the primary source of political power, majority rule, the principles of social equality and individual rights. Well, wait a minute. A lot of that's gone because we are being told everything to do, what we cannot have, what we cannot own, what we can take in our bodies. Medically, we are being forced to obey a system that is not democratic. I have another quote by Adam Weishaupt in 1840, a German philosopher. The degree of power to which the representation of the Society of Jesus has been able to obtain in Bavaria was all but absolute. Members of the orders were the confessors and preceptors of the electors. Hence, they had a direct influence upon the policies of government. The censorship of religion, eagle hands, to the extent that some of the parishes even were compelled to recognize their authority and power, to exterminate all Protestant influence and to render the Catholic establishment complete. They had taken possession of the instruments of public education. It was by the Jesuits that the majority of the Bavarian colleges were founded. And by them were controlled by their also the secondary schools of the country were conducted. This is a statement by, it says, Jesuit Pope Agenda Meet the Templar of Malta and Black Malta's Extermination. The Marco Lafayette, 1757, 1834, French statesman and general. It is my opinion that if the liberties of this country, the United States of America, are destroyed, it will be by the subtlety of the Roman Jesuits, priests, for they are the most crafty, dangerous enemies to civil and religious liberty. They have instigated most of the wars in Europe, said by James L. Chapman, Americanism versus Romanism. This is another quote. I want you to see what we have been dealing with. Who controls the wars? Who controls how we think? Who is manipulating us in secret, in disguise? This is said by Frederick van Helderberg, 1772-1801, German philosopher. Never before in the course of the world's history has such a society, the Jesuit order, appeared. The old Roman Senate itself did not lay schemes for world domination with great certainty. The Theodore Gretzinger, the Jesuits, their complete history. That's a book said by Audria Chauchet Nepat. 1883, 1865, French statesmen, the Jesuits are a naked sword whose hilt is at the Rome, but its blade is everywhere, invisible until its stroke is set. Burke McCarthy, the suppressed truth about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. This is a secret war against the world, no matter where you are. And if you are involved in the destroyment of America, don't think you're going to enjoy your reign, because they got to have slaves. You're being used to destroy many countries. Samuel Morse, 1791-1882, American inventor of the telegraph. They are Jesuits. This society of men, after extinguishing their tyranny for upwards of establishing their tyranny for upwards of 200 years at least, became so formidable to the world, threatening the entire subversion of all social order, that even the Pope, whose devoted subjects they are and must be the vow of the society, was compelled to dissolve them. They had been suppressed, however, for 50 years before the waning influence, the popery, and disposition required their useful labors to resist the light of democracy, liberty, and the Pope. Simultaneously with the formation of the Holy Alliance, revived the order of the Jesuits in involving all the owners. Okay. Vow of unqualified submission to the sovereign pontiff. They have been appropriately called the Pope's bodyguards. And do Americans need to be told what Jesuits are? They are a secret society, a sort of secret society order with super aided features of revolting, audacious, and thousand times more dangerous. They are not merely priests or of one religion, creed. They are merchants, lawyers, editors, men of any profession, having no outward badge in this country by which to be reconciled. They are about all your society. They can assume any character, that of angels of light, are ministers of darkness, to accomplish their one great end, the service upon which they are sent, whatever that service may be. They are all educated men, prepared and sworn to start at any moment and in any direction for any service, commanded by the general of the order, bound to no family, community, or country by the ordinary tie which binds men and sold for life the cause of the Roman Pontiff and Black Pope. By J. Wayne Lawrence, The Crisis of the Enemies of America Unmasked. And who are these agents? They are, the most part, Jesuits and ecclesiastical order, perverted through the world for cunning, duplicity, and total want of moral principles, and order, so skilled in all the arts of deception that even in the Catholic countries, in Italy itself, it became intolerable, and the people required its suppression. Samuel Morse, foreign conspiracy against the birdies of the United States, the liberties of the United States. So we have a secret order in the background controlling our politicians, controlling our governments. And these people, they are very deceiving to the world. They're capable of anything. They will use children. They will use anything to get their system in order, even by taking lives. And I know for myself, I have put myself in jeopardy by revealing this to you. I also want to say, recently, there was a black man in Africa. He invented a television that you did not have to use cable. It was a radio frequency. He invented this television so that you wouldn't have to pay for any cable, anything like that. And you know, the powers that be didn't like that. This man was poisoned after this invention. And I wonder, Africa, how did you let them poison this man for the invention that he made? Haven't you understood, and even indigenous people around the world, haven't you understood that every invention that we had was taken from us, and the invention has been used against us? We created a lot of things around the world. But Africa, you allowed this man to be poisoned. I hope he is okay. Brother O, do I have a caller?
Yes, you do. Call number one, you're on line right now with the front porch with Sister Bessie the Trooper right here at WBNN.
Peace
Hi,
and Sister blessings.
Hi, Sister Bessie. This is Mo Garman. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart. I'm just fine.
I wanted to call and support your show. You dropped a lot on us tonight.
Well, that's my job. That's what we do.
I do find the firing squad information very interesting because there are so many states that actually have that. I think Mississippi is one of them. But I do think that something has to be done on the federal level to remove that because a large amount of people on death row are innocent, and I don't think that there should be firing squads anyway. But that's just my opinion.
Yes, it shouldn't be.
You dropped a lot tonight.
Yes, I when I study, I bring it all up front. But them using that to kill the prisoners, it's not only that, and that's why I had mentioned the guillotines too, because the guillotines have been here. And they didn't start using the guillotines until 1970.
Wow.
Yes. And I thank you, my sister.
Oh, you're welcome. You keep up the good work.
All right, dear. Thank you. Can you let us know when your show is?
My next show is on Friday, April the 22nd. At 9:30 on WBNN.
All right, sweetheart. Peace and blessings to you. Love you. Caller number two.
Sister Bessie. This is your boy calling in to check on you tonight. And as usual, you doing the thing. How are you doing tonight, Sister Bessie?
Oh, I'm doing fine. You know, I have to give the information when I get it.
I got you. Well, I really enjoy what you're saying tonight. Again, you're keeping us aware. You're keeping us awake. You're keeping us awoke and aware. You know, and I love you for it. Really enjoying the show. Keep doing what you're doing. It's a lot of mess going on out here. We all know that. And we need people like you to keep us aware of it so that we can structure and organize our lives in a way that they need to go and make moves that we need to make, because there's a lot of mess going on down here.
I just want to thank you
for what you're saying, and keep doing what you're doing, because it's important. We need.
Okay.
You
know, thank
you. That's what I'm to say, yo.
All right. When is your show coming up, my brother?
My next show is on April 12th at 9:30 on WBNN. That's my next show. I have an interview on that show. But, yep, April 12th. All right?
Okay. All right. Peace and blessings, and thank you for calling in. People, you got to wake up and watch the things that are going around. Stop falling for these games that they play on TV to get you distracted while they're making all kind of laws to take your liberty, your rights, your land, your water, your food. It's time for us to take this serious, because they are trying to take over this planet. This planet does not belong to them. This planet belongs to the people of the earth. Do we have another caller, Brother O?
Yes, you do. My final call of the night. Call you on live right now, Sister Bessie, and the front porch.
Hi. Peace
hey,
and
Sister
blessings.
Bessie, how are you tonight?
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, how are you? I'm good. All right. I was listening to your show, and I found it very interesting when you were talking about the Jesuits and, you know, back in the biblical days, they were, you know, all over the place. And, yes, it was a secret society, and it still is. And, you know, and what they say they're supposed to be about, we know how, you know, they will tell people one thing, but, yeah, secretly they're doing something totally different. And I just want to also share that those that are a part of that order, like today, they even have women that are involved today, and women can actually take leadership roles within that order. And most of them all of them are high achievers. So they're all well-educated, different professions. But what I find very interesting is that they have started and founded and run and facilitated, administrate like a whole lot of different schools and universities across the world. And like in the United States, one of those is Georgetown, also Fordham University, all of the Loyolas, like this, you know, St. Ignatius of Loyola, all the different Catholic schools, and then also Boston College. So I find that to be very interesting. You know, and if we look at some of these schools and the history of some of these schools, we would also find that very interesting how it relates to, you know, what they're all about. And so the show was very interesting tonight, Sister Bessie.
Thank you, sweetheart. Also, tell us when your show is coming back on, Tutua.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And I didn't even say who I was. Anyway, my show is on Sundays. So this coming Sunday at 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN. And we're going to be talking again about major corruption. This time it's South by Southwest, so southern states as well as the states in the Southwest. And we're going to be looking at all the types of corruption and injustices that are imposed in those states. And it's going to be really good, really great show.
Yes. And thank you so much. Please tune in to Chinchilla Show because she does a wonderful show. Please tune in this Sunday. All right. Thank you, my sister. So I just want to say to most of the people around the world, it's time for you to wake up and take your life serious. Because a lot of things are coming in our community. A lot of people that do not care for life. So please watch out for your family members and anything that you have to do around in your community. Stay safe, please.
All right. Well, I'm so glad for Sister Bessie tonight and her outstanding sisters tonight, what's near and dear to her heart. And, of course, tomorrow, we're not on the air, but, of course, on Sunday, we come back on with the 2021 Linear New Host of the Year, the Sonya Griffin Award recipient, Deputy Commissioner Chinchilla J, and News Forum, 9:30 Eastern Daylight, right here at WBNN. And, of course, WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest at Ngozi Time. All of that at Malay Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oh, late day late, not Ngozi with my gmail.com. Now I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay Ngozi, saying goodnight, good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. This has been the 2021 WBNN Host of the Year, the Anna Waddell Award recipient, but most importantly, the 2021 International Internet Radio Broadcasting nominee, Miss Sister Bessie the Truther. You have 2 minutes left to go in this wonderful program tonight.
Peace and blessings, everyone. This show that I did is a dangerous show, but I have to do it. I want you to stay awake and to be aware of the changes that are going on in the world, and you're not involved in it. You're being controlled. You're being lied to. You're being taken advantage of in every facet that you can ever think of. It's time for the people to wake up around the world and know that you are being used. So I want to say good night to everyone. And I send my peace and love and stay awake. Peace and blessings.